Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ross lives near Harrisburg and has called high school football games, PIAA playoff games, and state championship games for like 20 years.
The pride of Wyomissing High School, which if you follow state football, when the Whipple teams get into the state playoffs, Wyomissing has often fielded very good teams.
Is that Taylor Swift's high school? I think it might be.
I thought she went somewhere else in the
but
area.
Close but
close by. She's from that general part of Pennsylvania.
Anyways, you said Terrell Pryor right away. So let's start there. We've got two tickets to give away to see Pearl Jam at the arena in a couple of weeks. They're coming May 18th. Do you agree with Ross Tucker? Best high school football player you've ever seen? 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. I have a quick one because I didn't grow up here. This the one thing people hate about me. I had no control over it. I couldn't have my mom and dad drive to Pittsburgh, give birth to me here so I could claim that I've been a Pittsburgher all my life. I wish they had, because that would make it less of an uphill battle.
It's definitely the only thing people hate about you.
Will Smith, who played at Ohio State and played for the Saints, is the best high school football player
you ever saw.
I ever saw. He was probably 5 years older than me, so I never played against him in any sports. But he went to a neighboring high school, went to the same high school as my cousin. And he wore, first of all, he wore rec specs for high school hoops, which I always had a ton
of respect
for.
Yeah,
and you couldn't mess with a dude that big and make fun of him for wearing rec specs when he was built.
You could mess with a Malzi for wearing rec specs.
And he played end, he played running back, and he punted.
The punting thing is one of my favorite parts because it's like, does Will Smith likely have great punting form?
No,
but he's just got such a strong
leg. But you got to remember, when we were in school, at least where I lived, a lot of the high school teams still had the old school artificial turf, not the new age
fake
grass.
The Veterans Stadium stuff.
Or Three River Stadium turf.
The stuff that hurt.
So
bad.
I mean, you could punt the ball 20 yards and it might be a 50 yard punt.
Yeah, roll it 30
yards. If it got the right roll, exactly.
But I just always laugh thinking, like, usually the best athlete, if no one on the team is like a soccer player or good at kicking the ball, you just give it the ball to the best athlete and say, do your best.
But it was the prototypical. Here is a human being who looks like he's 27 years old, and he's playing against teenagers.
Right.
And that's what – I didn't go to all of his games, but I went to his biggest ones because everybody knew he was going to be, you know, arguably the greatest football player to come out of our town ever. Yeah. And that's – like, you expected him to pick up 17- and 18-year-olds and throw them several yards downfield to get to the quarterback on every play. And that's pretty much what he did.
So is
Pryor yours?
I only have two. It's
Pryor. Well, don't try. No.
Well, no
pick
it's,
one. Don't say this guy and that guy.
Then
Ross Tucker didn't go on
then
and equivocate.
I have to put Pryor over. No.
No, you don't. You can do whatever you want here. No one's holding you at gunpoint. Pick Malzi, the greatest high school football player you ever
watched. All right. God, I know the rules here. I'm deciding.
Well, then why are you trying to break them right off the bat?
Because I'm genuinely torn, because I think LeVar Arrington belongs in that same sentence among people I've seen. I saw LeVar Arrington with a punt get snapped over his head. He was the punter.
Yeah.
I think it was against North Allegheny, if memory serves, pick up the ball in the end zone and run through the entire NA team about twice to take a botched punt snap in for a touchdown. He was in ninth grade. He was ruining scrimmages. And Jack McCurry, the coach back then at North Hills, had like a standing policy of, I do not play freshmen no matter how gifted they are. And he just tossed that right in the trash for LeVar. I'm going to say Pryor, though. I will, because he was the quarterback.
Wow.
And so he would just – here's the play that I always laugh at with him. He was playing – they were playing Beaver Falls in the Whippeal, I want to say 2A title game, because level of competition. LeVar was in quad A, was the only pause I had here. Like, do you give him the nod because he was playing against bigger rosters? Todd Thomas was on that Beaver Falls team, and Pryor's team was blowing them out, but it wasn't so lopsided yet that Terrell was out of the game and they were just letting the backups play. The Skrabinskis and Skrabinos get some burn.
Yep.
They have fourth and one. They line him up under center. And even he at that point just said, all right, I'm going to fall forward and get like 3 yards and get the first down. He takes the snap. Todd Thomas, again, is playing like strong safety for Beaver Falls or whatever. He takes the snap and like leans forward like he's expecting to just have whoever their linemen are like manage to at least fall on him. He takes about 2 steps leaning over like in a crouch. No one falls on him. He literally, and I remember it this way, he stands up kind of like shrugs that nobody's around him and just takes off like a shot down the middle of the field. Todd Thomas, great athlete in his own right, probably the best player on the field in 95% of the games he played in high school, has a decent angle on him. And it was just like watching a car, like a Ferrari, accelerate away from an old Volkswagen Beetle. No disrespect intended truly to Todd Thomas, a very good football player in his own right. It was just watching two different speeds of football, even knowing that both guys were going D1. One guy was a dude. One guy was a guy. So I will go with Pryor very narrowly over Arrington.
Donnie, do you agree with Tucker that he could have been at Ohio State recruited to play any position except the offensive line?
Yeah, I didn't know that much about him. I did know that both coaches at Ohio State talked about him playing both sports. And I mean Jim Tressel
basketball.
And then Thad Matta also talked to him about playing football, because not only was he a man amongst boys on the field, he was a top 50 high school basketball recruit. He was a better high school basketball recruit than a guy like Klay Thompson, who's been in the NBA for, 15 years? And one of the better three-point shooters
he
of his
was.
Era.
So, do you guys remember, I've told this story a little bit about John Baldwin, where he wanted to play basketball in college, and like some guy who was like trying to advise him basically said, they were in New York City for something, and he said, here's Rucker Park, there are 15 guys there right now who are your height, as athletic as you, and better than you at basketball. There aren't 5 people in the United States who are a wide receiver prospect that are as big and strong
sage
as you.
Sage advice.
Right, it was very good advice. No one ever said that about Terrell Pryor on a basketball court. Not one person.
Who would you compare his style of game to?
It's hard because when he played basketball, he was so much better physically than everybody. Like, he didn't have
to. So he
to
just
have
went
style.
To the basket every time.
Yeah, I mean, he would shoot the ball to like prove that he could do it. My alma mater, North Catholic, beat Jeanette in the Whippeal finals the year after Terrell graduated.
Oh, okay.
When Jordan Hall was their best player. So they
another
could
Ohio State.
So they could actually handle him. He was 5'10", just chucking from everywhere. When Terrell was there, they got beat by 30. That should tell you all you need to know about how good he was. It wasn't even a game. They just got stomped. He was a top – I mean, I don't know, Pony. Like, think about Gilbert Brown at Pitt, a 6'6 guy who was pretty much a top-drawer athlete. Terrell Pryor was a better prospect than him on the basketball court. No doubt. I mean, he's a legitimate 5-star in both sports. How rare is that?
So think about all the Hall of Famers this region has produced. Aaron Donald, Darrell Revis, quarterbacks, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Ty Law, another great one. You go into the way, way, way back machine, the ancient heads who are listening could bring up like Unitas or Namath.
The middle tier could say Frelick and guys like that.
And both of you guys, and you're almost, I mean, you're not identical ages, you and Donnie. You're older than Donnie by about a decade. Both say Pryor. And Tucker said the same thing.
He's a freak show, man.
I mean,
really
this area where high school football is basically a religion, and we've pumped out so many great players, and both of you guys believe that's the right answer. That's interesting to me.
6'6", 240 with that kind of foot speed just doesn't grow in trees. I guess I will always be curious if he had played in like quad or at that point maybe 5A, would teams have had, just generally, if you put that Jeanette team against Central, he's not going to be able to do the things that he did because their line's going to get overwhelmed. But if in an apples-to-apples situation you could drop him on to, say, North Hills playing North Allegheny, I think it would have looked much the same as it did, a man among boys. Arrington's the only one in my lifetime that's close. Other people will tell you Brian Davis at Wash High, who obviously never, it was one of the greatest that never was. Some people up in Beaver County who are younger might say Russell Shell as a freshman just dominating. But, Revis scored 5 touchdowns in the state title game, but all of those guys were like peak versions of an athlete you see somewhat regularly, right? Like Revis was 6 foot or maybe 6'1", 190 or whatever. Russell Shell was 5'11", 220, 210. 6'6", 240, basically Julius Peppers-sized minus like 30 pounds, doing whatever he wanted to do on a football field. I don't recall there being games where like somebody even slowed him down.
I think at the end of the day he played the wrong position then.
Edge rusher, or
wide receiver. I mean, where's he going to get the most money? He picked up the position on the fly in the NFL and had a 1,000-yard season with the Browns. I mean, if he had concentrated on, you know, a position like that out of high school, maybe he's Calvin Johnson. I don't know.
It's hard for me to put a value judgment on the following thought, though, because even though he went to Ohio State, like, and so he's on a place where he's going to be in the spotlight. I remember there were people who felt while he was there, they did not do enough to, because it's not their job theoretically to do this. They didn't help him like learn some of the things or polish some of the traits that would have helped him become a better NFL quarterback.
I always thought he was more athlete than quarterback.
Take the shotgun snap though and run the ball. All hell breaks loose. Like that's not to denigrate Ohio State. Maybe he never was going to be. He was more athlete than that than quarterback, but.
That's what I mean. Get into one of those positions.
I know.
Don't waste it.
I know, but I think it would have been tough to tell somebody, hey, you have this top drawer athlete. It's not like he sucked at Ohio State because he was more athlete than quarterback.
Sure.
It's hard to tell a coach or tell even the player himself, hey, man, I know you love doing this. The ball's in your hand every play, and you are better athletically than every single person trying to stop you, but you should how are you going to tell that guy switch positions? It's almost like he had to get to the NFL and find out that, like, yeah, it's at this level it actually is a different animal because there are guys as big and as athletic as me. But in high school, it was just the story Ross tells there is just funny because it's completely believable. Just like a giant, oversized 17-year-old basically playing with what looked like his neighbor's little brothers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.